Hello, Boo Buddies. It's iPhone Day, and I'm knackered. David was a little sod last night. He wouldn't go to sleep. And so as a result, Ruth and I got very stressy, and eventually we did get him to go down, but a lot later to bed than Ruth would have liked. And I was planning to get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in order to drive up to Manchester for the Apple Store at the Trafford Centre. And of course, that meant that I didn't sleep very well because I was worried about David waking up and nightmare. So anyway, got up at 5 o'clock this morning when David woke up, and eventually sort of headed out the door around six and got to the Trafford Centre sometime before seven, and joined the queue that I was surprised was there. I mean, looking, you know, with retrospect, oh, of course there was going to be a queue. Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I thought that, you know, the last time there'd been a massive iPhone queue was when it was new and exciting, and that this time it would be a bit less so. But no, I was very wrong. This queue was huge. There must have been 300 people there, and more arriving all the time. To their credit, Apple did a great job of managing the queue's expectations. They came round and asked everybody what they were going to buy and counted them all up and tried to give people an indication of how likely they were to get a phone. And so I was told very early on that I was about five people behind the last person who was expected to get a phone. Now, as it happened, I decided to hang on in there at the very least in order to get on sort of the preference list for any phones that weren't collected. Now, that wouldn't have been today, but it would have been maybe tomorrow if enough hadn't been collected from the pre-order. So anyway, cutting a long story short, I did eventually get to the front of the queue, and the guy that had told us we might not get a phone had obviously been deliberately underestimating quantities, because I did actually get an iPhone 4. I got the last 32 gig one in the shop, which was very lucky. And what do I think of it? Well, it took a long time to get activated. It is much, much faster than the iPhone 3G that I had. I didn't have a 3GS. I had a 3G. I can agree with Simon Toon's assessment that the 3G is painfully slow, and even more so with iOS 4 on, although it hasn't caused me the problems it caused him, but it is still very slow. The iPhone 4, the screen is technically very good, but I guess when you get to 40, your eyes aren't so good, and it doesn't look that much better than the iPhone 3G or 3GS to me. I mean, sure, I know in my head it's got a higher resolution, and I guess it kind of looks a little bit smoother, but really, it's not magical, just to use that old phrase. What is important to me, though, is the improved camera. And also the ability to take video. I like the changes with email, and above all else, the extra speed is making this thing very usable for me, very, very usable. I'm recording for you now on the iPhone 4, and I'm not getting any of the slowdowns and pauses that I was getting with the 3G. And now that it has finally been activated on O2, I will be setting up the old 3G as a little, basically as a big iPod Touch for Catherine. Unfortunately, I damaged my 3G pretty badly, and it's not really saleable. So I'm just going to put a whole bunch of kiddie games on it, take the SIM out, restore it back to blank, you know, and put the kiddie games on for Catherine, and then it'll be her little toy. So she won't be able to make calls, but she'll be able to play games and hear the sound on them. It's all good. It's all good. What else? I think that's about it. I bought a couple of extra bits and bobs, but nothing very exciting. I bought the bumper. I read an interesting article today that said that if you touch the aluminium sides of the iPhone while it's connected, then it makes the signal drop out. I don't know whether that's true, but I bought one of the bumpers to go around the edge of the iPhone anyway to protect it, and that's pretty nice. But unfortunately, of course, it stops it fitting in the dock I bought, so that was a waste of money. Anyway, I'll catch up with you later, and I want to sleep soon. I'm tired. Bye-bye.